to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Welcome back, and today you're stuck with just Sky. And our dear Artie is at Seaside Park in New Jersey, and he's actually doing reading today for, I believe it's called, what is the name of that? I do that all the time. It's my story. Well, anyway. He's doing it for a company that he's with, and he will be at the Municipal Park at 1700 North Ocean Avenue. So if you want to see the handsome face behind the sexy voice, then go meet Artie in person. Okay? So now's the time to get over there and get over there quick, because he's reading from 7:10 today, and you will have a wonderful, wonderful reading from him. Okay, and I know that we do have a caller on the line waiting, Dee from PA, but before I get to that, I would like to give you the station number so we can have some more call-ins come in. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Now, if you'd like a reading with Artie privately, or an Artie party, or an Artie and Sky party, the number is 877-ANGEL-02. And if you would just like a reading with myself, my number is 908-500-1474, and we would love to hear from you always. Now, we have a lovely dear person who has been waiting for us, Dee from PA. Dee, are you there?
I am here, Sky.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. And how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Any day on the show is a happy day for me.
So well, I'm a first-time caller, and it sounds like a nice show. I like it so far, yes.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot to me, Dee. It really does.
Yeah, it was in my email, and I'm glad I was able to make it over, you know, to hear you. I was able to make it in time to get on
Father Talk. Thanks. I'm so for that, and thank you so much. We love to hear from you always, of course.
You're welcome.
Thank you. What can we do? What can I do for you today, honey?
Well, gee, you know, there's so many things, and I know I have to be brief, so the long and short of it,
let me start. I'm feeling money problems around you.
Oh, yes.
I'm feeling some money problems, some love problems, love issues around you as well. As I'm feeling that you're kind of depressed.
Yes. I'm laughing here, but, you know.
Am I right?
One of those. Yeah, you're right on all three.
Okay. Would you like to elaborate on what you'd like to know about?
Well, I guess I would say make it easy, or maybe I'm not, but maybe is there anything hopeful for me coming up that maybe you can feel or see? I wouldn't mind, you know, reuniting with my first husband, of course. That's always been on the table. And the longer that time goes between us, it does not get any easier. It only gets more difficult.
Yeah.
So, I really love him and miss him. And, he wanted to be with me. And, you know, the long and short of that is all that pain and anguish could have ended. All I had to do was say how I felt. Somewhere along the line, I got confused in it and misunderstood and didn't even know I had court. It was like a rush to get there 2 days I was threatened that I was in contempt of court, you know, and that was the only reason. Long story short, I just said to the judge, I'll grant divorce, and I ran out of there. I don't know what I was granting. She said it was my case, you know. So I didn't, I did it impulsively. I did impulsively, and I belong, you know, behind the other desk of a psychologist or a social worker to help me out with that. I already did talk to one. She's pretty sure it ties in with my childhood. I had a lot of trauma. So where I'm at now, I did remarry, but he's very brutal, brutal, brutal. And so I guess I'm asking you now, here's my question, if from this all, if there's anything, I'm going to ask for a positive feel about anything. It doesn't even have to be related to this. Just in general.
Well, first of all, you have to get rid of the negative energy that's surrounding you.
Yeah, I can feel those energies.
But the negative energy that is surrounding you is most of the time come from people who don't love themselves. And it seems as though the man you're with is giving you a lot of grief, bringing on that negative energy, because he doesn't love himself. And even though he I'm truly not believing that. I'm truly believing that this is not a marriage made in heaven.
That's correct.
Okay. And the first thing to do is to allow yourself to devoid and to get away from him. Because I feel that you have a lot of potential, you have a lot of love to give someone, and unfortunately, he's kind of taking you down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't like to give negative answers, but I'm also not going to lie.
Right.
I'm going to tell you on the other hand that you really can be a very bubbly, vivacious, and happy person. And it doesn't take you a lot to be happy.
Yes, you know the other man. I am. That's true. And he is, too. He loves life. He's bigger than life. He's funny. He makes me laugh all the time.
And this is your second husband or your first?
My first one was like a soulmate, you know, and made me laugh.
Yes.
And it was a positive relationship. I come from a brutal background, unfortunately. Being with him, I started my potential. I became a better person. I was happier, and it took a long time. He put up with so much with me, but he was very positive to be around, and I miss him all the time. And I hurt him so bad, and you know where I'm at. What kills me most of all, he doesn't know how I feel. It's just like goodbye, and that's it type of thing. No explanation, you know.
Well, would he be open to you maybe sitting down with him and pouring out your soul to him and telling him that, you know, it wasn't that I never loved you and I still do love you. Do you think we can maybe date and see where it goes from there? I wouldn't say let's get remarried right away because people change. How many years has it been? About 7 years since you've broken up with him?
Looking at on the net, 17 years, 17 years.
Oh, 17, okay.
I know it sounds a little weird to everybody now. Keep in mind, I seen him a few years ago, and
so
I left, came back.
Yes. Has he moved forward?
He did get remarried because the girl was convenient. I mean, she was right there, moved in when we were still married, had nowhere to go, got in a motorcycle accident on my bike, you know.
Yeah.
But I still didn't have to divorce him. So a few years ago, long story short, he went in shock. It was a big production. All these cop cars came around him asking he's okay. They cleared the scene. Someone took his post. He parked and left space for me to park. And I started to back up. He thought I was going to park in front of him. And look, now we get to talk. So what I did, I said, well, next time, I said, I'll see him next time. And I put in drive and I took off and I got felt so depressed that I did that. So I messed up again. But I swear I'm not going to run anymore. But the potential was there at least a few years ago. Now I know he's still working the same place, but I don't know how I'd be received. You know, I don't even know how to go about it. I was thinking of just going down there with a card in my hand. Is he working today? And then if I see him, say, can we talk a bit? you know, and if not or whatever, you, oh, forget it, runs away from me, then maybe just leave the card and ask somebody to put that in his pension, in his mailbox, or, you know, and walk away.
Yeah.
Try
yeah.
again some other time, or, you know,
yeah,
do
well,
that.
Look at it this way. He, too, had a very bad, had a very bad situation in losing you. So I'm sure
he said it again, honey,
because
the phone.
Pardon me?
Well, I couldn't really make out what you said. There's like an echo on the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was this, is this better?
A little bit.
Is that better? Okay. We might be having some issues from the station itself. Sometimes we get a little echo where we are in the radio station. I hope this is better for you. But what I'm saying is this. First of all, we have to stop this and go to a commercial. I'm so sorry. But stay on the line.
Oh, no.
And I promise you that I will get back to you like in just a few minutes right after the break. But I would like to read the station number to everybody so they can call in. It's 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to hear from you. And Arden's number is 877-ANGEL-02. And mine, of course, is 908-500-1474. Now, if you'd like to have a reading personally with Artie, then you call his number, and he can do parties, he can do private, he can do anything you like, and he's amazing. And, of course, I can do readings, parties, whatever you like. I'm right there for you. So hopefully we'll get some nice calls from you wonderful people out there. And don't hang up the phone, please, because I have some information for you I'd like to share with you. And maybe we can figure this out, and maybe our angels, well, not maybe, well, definitely our angels will come through and our spirit guides, and we'll make this work. We'll see what they have to say, okay?
Psychic radio show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with a God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy Workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome back. And we have an amazing caller. Her name is Dee from PA. And we were speaking before we had our break, but I'd like to speak to her some more about what's going on in her life. Are you there?
I am, Sky, and thank you for not forgetting me.
I would never forget. Never. I was thinking about things and I was praying during the break. And what I came up with was, you know, if you would have gone to him 6 months, 7 months, a year after and explained to him what you were going through, what you were feeling, the remorse that you had for not telling him what's truly on your heart, then I would have said, well, you know, Dee, you have a shot. But he's been with this girl for 17 years. Did he marry her?
A few years after our division, from what I hear, he did. From what I hear, he did, yeah.
So do you really want to break up the home, honestly? Although you loved him, and although he might be your soulmate, but you're not sure about that. You know, there's a Garth Brooks song, and it says, sometimes you have to, oh gosh, I'm having a brain freeze, welcome unanswered prayers. And that holds a lot of clout with me, because sometimes you could be praying for something and know that you really want it, but something in the future comes along, and it's so much better that you thank God for not answering the prayers that you originally said. You know what I mean? And I think after
that makes
17
sense.
Years, say it again?
That does make sense, yes. It makes sense. And you know, one thing I should have said, and it wasn't fair that I left it out, really what I was looking for is just a conversation, like to break the ice with him, because I think we'd both feel better from that. You know, I'm open to reuniting with him, but I'm saying my motivation was to at least get some of this guilt off me, and also, you know, I know so much time has passed, maybe it don't matter no more to him, but for him to know that it never meant that to happen.
You know something? That's a wonderful idea. Always being honest with the person, in any case, is always the right thing to do. And if you want to connect with him and tell him that you're sorry and that you're immature about everything, and you handle it improperly, and you apologize for the mistakes that you made, and say that, like, I'm sorry that it didn't work out because I really did love you and I should have been honest. Maybe if you want to do that to clear your conscience, and that might even allow you to go forward and to have a clear conscience and to meet someone else. Because now it's finished. Right now you're in limbo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not really over because you apologize. It's not really over because you really didn't know the truth. You know, it's not really over because you want to get this off your chest. And I think it's a great idea to maybe send him a letter very platonically. You know, you can even show his wife, because I don't think you're the type of person that would want to break up a marriage.
I sent a letter early on, you know, and she got it. She wouldn't tell him about it, and it was like pretty professional. It wasn't mushy or anything, and I just basically wrote that, you know, there were things that you didn't know in my childhood, and I'm sorry about what happened, and I just want you to know that. And so, and she pretty much said, well, don't contact him, he's mine now. And I don't know, she's not really a good match for him anyway. I mean, without getting into that,
that's not for us to say.
It's none of my business.
Right, and you know what? Maybe she is a good match in some ways, and maybe some ways she's not. But that's not for us to determine. That's God's will. However, I do truly believe if you can get a hold of them, even if it's through work, send them a letter through work, so she doesn't have the privy of opening up the mail.
Yeah, I wish I had done that in the first place. Because even when we were married, I would call there. She'd answer on the first string, hello, and I'd say, hi, can I speak to, we'll call him John. And she wouldn't say yes, and she wouldn't say no. She wouldn't say anything. I'd say, hello, is John there? I was foolish. I should have just, you know, got the, hung up if I heard her voice and got my husband another way. Because he was still married to me and everything, you know.
Right,
just didn't want us to be in contact in any way. So, yeah, you know.
So
I guess we're at now. I mean, that's an issue there. But, you know, I'm wondering if, you know, besides this stuff, I mean, not much happening, huh?
We're just focusing on this right now, okay? So, you know, I'd like to focus on one thing at a time and give him the clarity as to what our spirit world is guiding us to do. And I believe in your case, our spirit world is guiding us to maybe have a meeting with him, get everything off of your chest, be 100% honest, and apologize. You don't want to break up a 17-year marriage because, obviously, if he's with her for 17 years, there must be something there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we have
really not on my mind as much as it was. I have to talk to him. I want to ask for forgiveness. I want redemption, but I want to make amends. And it's bugging me that he's walked around all this time not knowing what I felt or where I was coming from, and he deserves that. And he deserves to know what happened to me, too. He deserves to hear about, you know, before we met. And, God, I want to tell him I was just trying to protect him. You know, I'll explain that to him. And now I know better because I'm older that, you know, I should have discussed it with him, what had happened. And that'll explain a lot of things, too. You know, I'll say, oh, my God, I knew something was up, you know. And, you know, you know, he still can be in touch with my family. You know, he sees my brother from time to time or what have you. And, you know, just why be not enemies, but, you know, have that bad feeling, you know. Just let that go.
And I think,
lay my cards at the table.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea to do that. I really do. It's good for him. It'll cleanse him from whatever he was thinking or whatever he was thinking that was wrong. And it'll cleanse you. You'll purge. You'll purge all of that negative energy that you have been carrying for so many years. And I believe from that point on, your life will change in a good way. I really do. And you know what?
I cry a lot.
Stranger things have happened. Maybe, just maybe, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, but just maybe after he knows the truth, he's going to want to contact you again, and maybe, just maybe, you know, something could maybe come of it. And maybe not. You know what I mean? I'm not getting that from spirit. I'm just saying that from myself. But
I know that he could call if he wanted to, like to say, hey, guess what happened to this one and that one? Because we have the same friends and stuff. I kind of miss my friends, and it'd be awkward going to a wake, you know, now. And
yes.
Do you know what I mean? People are starting to pass away too early, and I just lost a friend, and she's like, Dee Dee, where were you? You know, she's calling me the nickname that he always called me.
Yes.
And Pooh Bear died, and that's what I called her husband, Pooh Bear. And we thought you were going to be there. And I said, oh, I just found out about it. Do you know what I mean, Cezo? I'm kind of closed off.
I do.
And that's not a good thing to be either, and that makes me cry too.
I do understand that. But like I said, when everything is cleared and out in the air, then you're going to feel better about yourself. You're going to feel better about meeting him because now everything is settled, you know?
Yeah.
And it's going to give you the opportunity to go out there and with a clear heart and a clear conscience and maybe find your soulmate that you've been wasting all this time not doing.
Yeah, I have been wasting a lot of time, and I'll tell you, in negative ways, too, just like a lot of tears, a lot of upset, you know, and then living with the man I'm living with, I cry every day with him. He'll say something mean, yell at me. It goes on and on. He doesn't stop.
No.
And so it hurts.
You have to get rid of that. You have to get rid of that. That is too much negative energy for one person to endure. And I never
he scared me,
like
too.
That.
He told me.
I always say try and work it out. But in this case, I don't think you're with the right man. I really don't. I want to tell you something else about your childhood. I know that you have endured atrocities that no one should have ever had to endure as a child. However, there comes to a point in our lives where we're at a crossroads. We can either forgive and forget, or we can let that overrule our lives and make it such a part of our lives that we can't live anymore, and those people have won. We get to the point now where we're mature enough to know that we've got to let it go, and we've got to go forward. Because now you're a saint.
Well, you know what I did, Sky? I buried it with what you were saying. I said, they're not going to win, so I bury it, and I went and talked to anybody. I carried it around with me all those years, and I still do, but I found out when you bury it, it just buried alive and let a trauma happen. Then you get that trauma that's happening plus all that other stuff with it. And that's what happened to me. You know, I went into shock with husband number one. And I'm going to get help for it.
Good.
You know,
this
I found somebody
I
to talk to, a woman. She's not a therapist, but she helps women, even men, you know, and just start opening up and telling her what happened. And just a little bit that she knows, she's like, oh, my God, that's a lot. Yes. And I thought to myself, my goodness, that's only a fraction of it. But maybe that'll help, you know. So, no, I'm not walking around bitter or anything about it.
I know
let them
not,
have
it's
that.
Still something you think about. Now, I want you to do me a favor, and this is coming from spirit. I want you to write a letter that says every single thing, as much as it's going to hurt you, put every single thing that happened to you in that letter. Everything. I don't care how long it takes you to write it. I don't care how long this letter is. It could be 25, 30 pages. I don't care. Write it. Get it out of your heart. Get it out of your brain. And at the bottom of this letter, I want you to say, dear God, I cannot carry this anymore. So I want you to take that letter. I want you to go outside, and I want you to set fire to it. And I want all that smoke from that letter to go up to God, because he's the only one that could carry that pain for us. Do you understand that?
Okay.
And I guarantee you that's going to help you a lot.
Thank you for that idea. I can just imagine what it's going to be like.
It's time to let go of a lot for you. I see your beginnings coming. Never look back. Here's no back. Don't look back, look forward. And when you have
look
things
ahead,
that
right?
you've been through, when you have things and problems that you've been through that it really triggers everyday life, it's very hard to do that. So now if you
it
put
is.
That all on that paper and you burn that paper, you ask God, I can't take it. I can't take it anymore.
Yes.
I want to live a normal life. Take it from me. And he will be so happy to do that to you. That'll release you. That'll release you from all of the feelings that you have from a child as guilt. And I'm feeling that whoever raised you, I guess your parents, right?
Yes.
Okay. They've made you believe that it was your fault, and you carry the guilt of what happened. Not that it was their fault, but it was your fault. They made you believe that the things that happened were your fault.
Mm-hmm.
And it could
my
go
siblings
from
do that.
Anything from being a brat to anything sexual. Okay, now I need to get to a commercial. So stay on the line, Steve, and I'll be right back, sweetheart.
Hitting young Rocky and I Rocky didn't like that.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the ascended master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with a God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy Workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
Well, welcome everybody. Welcome back. I would like to give you the station telephone number. You can call in and we can discuss certain matters that are bothering everyone, and we need some guidance on, which I would love to help you with. And the station number is 1-800-930-2819. And I would like to give you my dear friend, brother, and partner, Artie's number, and you can get readings from Artie privately. And you can also have Artie parties and Artie and Sky parties. And the number is 877-ANGEL-02. I love this number. And my number is 908-500-1474, and I would love to give you some really good readings, okay? So, with that said, we have a caller that we've been speaking with. Her name is Dee, and she's from Pennsylvania. You there, Dee?
I'm here, Sky.
Perfect. Okay. Now, what I'd like to say to you is write that letter, put that at the bottom, and burn it. That's going to help you.
Okay.
You know, we can go two ways in life, like I said. We can dwell on the past and let that guide us through life, or we can say, you know what, I'm a good person. I know I didn't deserve what I got. Let's just get that out. Let's just forget about it. Write the letter, burn it up, give it to God. He'll take it away from me, and let's not look back. Let's go forward.
Okay.
All right? And I know that you're having financial problems right now. Am I correct?
Yes.
All right. And I don't feel that you have children.
No.
Yes? No. Okay. But I feel that you really want children.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? You're going to have to start doing this. You're going to have to start making your choices. We all have choices in life. And your choice is to give up the remembrance of your past and let's go forward. And if you need somebody to speak to, get yourself help. But I know when you write that letter to God, who could be better than God to release all of our pain? You know what I mean? Who's better than God to release our pain?
Yeah, and it sure is a lot of pain, too. You get, I don't want to say used to it, but it's there all the time.
No. You shouldn't have to get used to it, my love. You should have to say it doesn't hurt anymore. If I have this situation again, I will never have to be in this situation again. I'm an adult now, and I'm going to just put it behind me and live a good life.
Do you have a dog or a cat? I have two little dogs, a Scotty and a Boston Terrier.
Oh, I felt that immediately. I didn't know what they were, but I knew you had a couple of animals. And do you have a cat that lives outside?
I seen a cat yesterday. My friend has cats. But they go in and out. I guess they sleep indoors. Yes. But me personally, I don't have a cat. No.
Well, he thinks he's your cat.
Yeah, I would have taken him. His name is Oreo.
What?
And that was her cat.
Excuse me?
And something happened. He wouldn't come back in the house because she had too many cats. But he knew when I was upset. He draped himself over me like a shawl. I don't even know how he climbed up on my back without me feeling that. That animal knew. I would have taken Gorio. I hope he's okay. He hasn't been seen in over a year. Gorio liked the Oreo cookie, you know? She was very irresponsible for not spaying her other cats.
Yeah. Well, I feel like either there's a cat coming into your life or the cat that belongs to your neighbor are gravitating to you. This one in particular is gravitating to you. And let me tell you something, animals are very therapeutic. They're very close to spirit. They see spirit, they feel spirit. I know I have two 250-pound Neapolitan mastiffs.
Wow. Wow.
Yes, now.
They're two little ponies.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And they look
They're beautiful
so
dogs, though.
See, they look so threatening, but you know what? They're the most biggest love pups in the whole entire world. I mean, they...
A boy and a girl you have?
Excuse me?
Are they a boy and girl team, or two boys, or two girls?
No, they're actually two brothers from the same mommy and daddy. And they love each other so much. Let me tell you something. I have a big house and I have a big property. However.
Wow, wonderful. I know what they look like. I've seen them in person. They are just wonderful dogs and very pretty eyes, too.
Yes. You can see their soul through their eyes. And let me tell you something. When they play together, I mean, they are so destructive. And I don't mean because they bite you or anything. They don't. They don't bite you. They don't chew furniture. They don't make a mess. They're fantastic, clean, beautiful animals. But when they fight, when they wrestle together, it's when they wrestle, they are two 250-pound wrestlers turning each other over, jumping on top of each other, playing. They're banging their heads together with their mouths open, and they're going, and they're grunting. And you know what? Even though they're knocking over my coffee table and everything that's on it, and even though they knock down all my books in my little library area, and even though they knock my coffee off the table constantly, you know something? I wouldn't change a second of it. Because
it sounds lovely, absolutely lovely. Oh, I can picture that.
Oh.
You know, when you guys say about your reading, when you said about the cat, I kept commenting yesterday how the cat kept gravitating to me and wouldn't go away. Her other cat kept coming by me, rubbing on my pocketbook, rubbing by me. Just so you know, I wanted you to know that. Because you mentioned it, you know?
I'm so glad you told me that. Because I felt that. I saw that. I saw that he loved you. He loved
you. Yeah, it was very noticeable. So much so, you know, I've seen the cat before, but so much so I spoke out about it, you know, several times. Who your cat? Like, he's come, you know, stays by me. Knows Aunt D, I said. I have a horse, too. I have a horse that I adopted. Yeah, it's an Egyptian Arabian horse.
Oh,
a little scared to
horses.
Ride him and stuff, but I taught him how to play ball and stuff.
Amazing. You know, you're talking to the right one when you come to horses, because I'm an American Indian, and I had my own horses here, and then after I got hit by a car as a pedestrian, I just couldn't handle them anymore. Because my back was so broken up.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, terrible.
So
I got hit by a car. My God.
And believe it or not, I was helping someone who I saw a truck off on the side of the opposite way that I was going. And I saw blood on the front of the truck. And I couldn't see what was in back of the truck. And right away I thought a child, God forbid. It happened to have been a duck, believe it or not. A duck.
It was what?
And it was a duck that got hit.
A duck.
A duck.
Okay.
All right?
Oh, wow.
So as I'm standing there trying to help this duck back to life, or trying to bless it to go to heaven, and giving it tobacco and everything, all of a sudden a car doing 55 miles an hour hits me in the back. And I went through the windshield, and then as he stopped going 55 miles an hour, I was thrown 128 feet into the street. And it blew my sneakers right off my feet.
How long ago did this happen in the sky about?
Exactly. It happened in 2003.
Oh, my God. Somebody was watching out for you.
Yeah. I've got to go to a commercial break. One moment. And then right after the commercial break, we will talk, wrap it up, and we will go on. All right, sweetheart?
Okay.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passion, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Well, welcome back, everyone, and we are on with Dee from PA, Pennsylvania, for those of you who are far away from us. Beautiful, beautiful state, lots of trees and greenery. lots of dairy farms and lots of open fields with beautiful vegetables growing. It's really pretty. Very pretty.
It is.
But, hey, you still there?
I'm still here. And,
all right. I'd like to tell you about a couple of things. I'm getting from Spirit that because of your childhood, you did not pursue any type of a career for yourself. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so I did get a career, but I wasn't pursuing anything. I thought of things, but because of my childhood, it was interfering, you know. You don't know. I don't know. You don't, how am I going to say it? I might be good for about a year, and then I would change a job or something.
And
maybe didn't make it there on time.
Confidence.
Yeah, things like that.
Yes.
Emotional problems.
Yes. I want to ask you, Jake, what made you not go for help sooner?
I was ashamed and embarrassed. And when I did go for help, the few times that I did go, I'd use a fake name.
See, it is not an embarrassment to you whatsoever what you would have done, what was done to you. It's an embarrassment to the people who did it to you, honey. You are not the bad one. You are the victim. They're the bad ones, okay? Please, take that out of your mind immediately. God loves you. You did nothing wrong, honey. And whatever did come out in a negative way to you is their problem, is their sin. Is their horror, not yours, not yours at all. God loves you, and he wants you to be happy. He wants all his children to be happy, Jay.
It's mind-blowing, you know. And where I go now, I do use just my first name, and they don't press me for my last name. So I just use my first name.
That's one of the things you have to overcome. You have to realize that you are as good as ever. Vincent? And I don't want you to that. And one of the things you're going to tell them that you should carry a burden of guilt. I don't want you to do that. Promise me that you won't do that. Because all of your angels love you. And when you're feeling that sickness and that guilt and that sadness that you can't perceive, and you just get into that horrible depression where you feel like you can't go on anymore, right?
I want you
to light that candle, and I want you to call your angels. Calling my angels in to protect me. I'm calling all to protect me. Do you understand?
Yes.
They
good
will.
Idea.
They really will. You're going to feel, when I call in my angels, I feel a sudden peace. My problems don't go away, but I feel a sense of peace. Do you know what I mean?
I guess I grew up thinking like always, like there was something wrong with me, something wrong with me, there's something wrong with me. And that's pretty much in my head, like there's something wrong with me. And then when I put myself through college, it was more about my self-esteem than anything. I was really scared to go. I really thought I was stupid. But when I got like pretty good grades and more confidence, and that's why I stayed on, because it was helping me that way, showing me that, you know, I do have some potential. I'm not as bad as I thought. But I don't know. I think people take me as weird and strange and stuff like that, and I still feel like that.
I feel as though, Dee, that you were afraid to succeed. I feel that you were afraid to succeed, afraid to be a success. And that's very common, and that's very normal with someone who's been abused. It's just you felt that you were not good enough to succeed, and you were going to put everything in your path to make you fail. Okay?
Yeah, and sabotage myself, too, because even with my first husband, that's as an example, I made a comment to him that he never deserved or anything. It was terrible, like one time. So I made a comment. It was very bad. I apologized later, but still. I thought to myself, where'd that come from? We weren't fighting, we weren't arguing. It's nothing I would say anyway. It just came out of my mouth. It's like an evil thing is in me or something.
and it's just verbal here and there. But where does that thing come from? I want it out of me already. That's what I was asking for today. I was praying, please get it out of me, whatever this thing is.
Well,
I mean,
you're
not, nothing happened
angel.
Today or nothing.
There's nothing wrong with. I've been speaking to you for a while now, and I feel nothing negative in your soul. I feel that you have a beautiful, radiant soul, and that through life and life's hardships that you've been through, you're bringing this on by, of course, listening to the way you were brought up, the way you were brought up, which is even worse. So, I want you to write that letter. I want you to burn those candles and ask for your angels to come to you. I'm telling you, as I'm speaking to you, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you, my dear. You're not a nut job. You're not a crazy person. You're very articulate. You make quite a bit of sense. And believe it or not, such a common, and I don't mean you're common, I mean, this is such a common problem among people, children who've been abused. So you're not alone. This is so typical of children who have been abused. And it breaks my heart to hear you. And it breaks my heart that you're feeling that you're throwing your life away. And basically what you're doing is throwing your life away. You get help.
Yeah.
You be honest. You know what the best thing to do is, when you're trying to get help, as much as it hurts, please promise me that you'll be honest. Because they cannot help you if you're not honest. Say the good, say the bad, say the ugly. They're not going to judge you. They're going to help you. Okay?
Yeah.
Nobody's out to
judge you. Yeah, so she said that she can help me there. She said she likes me and stuff, and but we hit it off pretty well. And it was just that sometimes I had some phone conversations. Like, instead of getting there physically, I don't know, it's like a wall in my way. So then we would talk on the phone. But we've met. I've gone to her office already a few times.
Yeah.
And, you know, then I stopped going. I got to start going again.
You know, it's good for you to get out of the house and stop being a hermit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I am hermit. Like a recluse.
I
like, I sit in my little room and just sit there and, I don't know,
right.
I want to be here.
And the things that I'm touching on and the things that you're validating are coming from spirit. So you have to know that it's just not me saying words that I'm hitting on. Absolutely not. The things that I'm telling you are coming from spirit, because I don't know you. They do. And they're leading me to tell you what the best way of action or the best way for you to handle your problems right now is to do what I told you. Now, as far as getting back with your ex-husband, don't look back. Go forward. But also, clear the slate. Make the slate nice and clean. Clear your emotions. Clear your mind. Take away all of that guilt that you have and start fresh. And you'll be able to start fresh with someone else. I know you will. And I see for you in the future a very happy life. And in fact, I see you in a house. Now, I don't know if you own a house now, but I see you in a pretty bright house.
A white one?
Yeah. It's a pretty bright house. And it almost looks like it has dormers on the top.
A dormer.
Okay? So... that's where I'm seeing you at.
Yeah, where I'm at, I have, it's like it's a starter house. It's sided. It has very light gray siding on it. Very light gray. It's not big or anything, but it's all right. It's in a neighborhood. I'd rather be with you where we have countryside, you know, the fields and the acres and things like that. It's a neighborhood.
But
the good part is that it's a very, you know, pretty clean. And if you just go 2 minutes, then you're by fields, you know. If you drive a few minutes, you can definitely get on a nice path in the woods. And, you know,
but
so
you know
that's
something,
just
Jeff, you know something, That's not the house that I'm
seeing. Good. I don't really want to be here either.
That's not the house that I'm seeing you in, Deb. Jay, I'm sorry. That's not the house that I'm seeing you in, which tells me that there's going to be many changes coming to you in a good way, in a positive way. And I'm so happy to hear that because right now I'm feeling very excited for you. And I'm feeling very happy. And I'm seeing you married. And I'm seeing you with a child, be it your own or be it the man you marry. I'm seeing you with a child. And I'm seeing you in this White House. And it has dormers on the top. And I think you're going to be very happy. What?
Yeah. I was just... Sometimes I say things out loud. I say, I figure out what... I know... I heard of dormers before. I just figure out what they are. I wonder if this has dormers on it or not. I know this won't be the house, but I...
All right. Picture the roof of the house.
Yeah.
And picture two little dog houses next to each other. Like, maybe 3 or 4 feet away from each other. That's a dormer.
Oh. Okay,
they look
I
like
see.
Jump, but they come to a point. They almost look like a dog house. Up on the
stump.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Okay, I think so. Yeah.
No?
I'll go see a picture of it, too, later on.
Sorry, but our time is just about up, so we have to end the show now, Sky.
Okay. I know I can get carried away. Well, thanks for calling, Z, and God, and everybody out there, I bless you with the love that you deserve. And I bless a beautiful week for you. May all your angels come and surround you. And may God bless you with everything you want and everything you're praying for. And it's been a pleasure speaking with all of you guys who've called in and you too, Deb. Why do I keep calling you Deb? It's been a pleasure speaking with you, Deb, and all the other callers that came in. Thank you for allowing me that beautiful time. And God bless everyone. Until next week, I love you all.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.